Big the dog, the dig the bog, the bag of the dog of the beggar dog Dagobug, who had been detailed from Palut Stotis to save him. This the quemquem, that the quum. From the ligature liableless effects of foul clay in little clots, and mob mauling on looks, that wrong counter the tenderfoot and eveling near, the livings means unium getherum, knock Marie, compte me. Reeling more to the right than he lurched to the left, on his way from a proto-prostitute, he would always have a stip little pigeoness somewhere, with his arch-girl Arco-Iris, smock name of Murgit, just as he was butting in ran the coiner of bad times, under a hideful between the rival doors of warm Bethels of worship through his bordel house Fongston, greeting for grazious auras as usual, where ladies have they that a dog mean sort herring? Surge, oh, search me, the incapable reparteed, with a self-evident subtlety, so obviously spurious, and raising his hair after the grace, with the Christmas under his clutch arm, for portsy masser and partsy messes and partsy miss and partsy masters, like a prance of findingos, with a shiltu shaltu slipney stripney in he skittled. Swikey! The all-white poor's guardian, culpably of Baltossic stomach, was literally astonished over the painful sake, how he burst to self, which he was gone to, where he intent to, did he, whether you think will, wherein the whole current of the afternoon, what's the search of a search hads of hits of hims, urged and staggered thereto in his country ports, at the Caledosian capacity for Lutovisky of the captain's wineskin, and even more so during, looking his bigmost astonishments, it was said him, ashoo, from the concerned outgift of the dead med dirt, how that Arabigibus, conspuant to the Dominical order, and ex-king noblish permish, he was namely coon at bringer at home, two gallants, as per royal, full paltry till his murder. Nip up and nabbit. Poltergeist cuts donder hoplites. Kick? What mother? Whose porter? Which pair? Why namely coon? But our undiligence has been plutero-tested, so enough of such porter-black lonies. Too base for printing. Perpending that potterico Purcell pulls the cold stone out of winter waters, and silder seas sing for herring our king, sept oct nov des John Fibs march. We cannot in mercy or justice, nor on the lovem for labyrinthos, stay here for the residence of our existings, discussing Tamsterham of ten man's thirst. Justius, to him other. Brawn is my name, and broad is my nature, and I bright on my brow, and all's right with every feature, and I'll broon this bird, or brown Bess's bungs gone bandy. I'm the boy to bruise and braise. Bouse. Stand forth, nay man of no land, for no longer will I follow you oblique-like through the inspired form of the third-person singular and the moods and hesitancies of the deponent, but address myself to you with the imperative of my vendettative, provocative, and out-direct. Stand forth! Come boldly! Jolly me, move me, swilling though I am to laughter in your true colours, ere you be back forever till I give you your talking to. Shem MacAdamson, you know me, and I know you, and all your shemeries. Where have you been in the uterim, enjoying yourself all the morning since your last wet-bed confession? I advise you to conceal yourself, my little friend, as I have said a moment ago, and put your hands in my hands, and have a night's long, homely little confiteor about things. Let me see. It is looking pretty black against you, we suggest, Shema Vic. You will need all the elements in the river to clean you over it all, and a 40-fine Pope's Priest Power Bull of a tender to boot. Let us pry. We thought, would, and did. Cur, quicquid, ubi, quando, quomodo, quoties, quibus auxilius. You are bred, fed, fostered, and fattened from holy childhood up in this two-easter island, on the pie-jaw of hilarious heaven, and roaring the other place. Plunders tonight of you, blunders what's left of you, flash as flash can, and now, forsooth, a nogger among the blankards of this dastard century. You have become of twosome twiminds, fornenced gods, hidden and discovered. Nay, condemned fool, anarch, egoarch, heresiarch, you have reared your disunited kingdom on the vacuum of your own most intensely doubtful soul. Do you hold yourself, then, for some god in the manger, Shehohem, that you will neither serve nor let serve, pray nor let pray? And here pay the piety. Must I too nerve myself to pray for the loss of self-respect, to equip me for the horrible necessity of scandalizing? My dear sisters, are you ready? By sloughing off my hope and tremors while we all swim together in the pool of Sodom? I shall shiver for my purity, while they will weep big for your sins. Away with covered words, new Solomonites, for old bad sheath paths. That inharmonious detail, did you name it? Cold Kaldor? Gee! Victory? Now, opprobro of underslung pipes, John Jacobs, while yet an adolescent, what do I say? While still puerile in your tub suit with button legs, you got a handsome present of a self-raising syringe and twin feeders. You know, Monsieur Abgott, in your art of arts, to your cost as well as I do, and don't try to hide it, the penal lots I am now poking at. And the wee sort of was you should, if you were as bold a stroke now as the curate that christened you, sunny doth the candle, repopulate the land of your birth, and count up your progeny by the hungered head and the angered thousand. But you thwarted the wyeth pish of your co-god parents, soft, among countless occasions of failing, for, said you, I will elencate, adding to the malice of your transgression, yes, and changing its nature. You see, I have read your theology for you, alternating the morosity of my delectations, a filtered love, trysting by tantrums, small piece in pen marks, with sensibility, sponsibility, passibility, and prostability, your lubbock's other fear pleasures of a butler's life, even extruding your strabismal apologia when legibly depressed upon defenseless paper, and thereby adding to the already unhappiness of this our pop-eyed world scriblative. All that, too, with cantreds of countless catchalines, the mannish as many as the minifel, congested around and about you for acres and roods and poles or perches, thick as the fluctuant sands of Chalwador, accomplished women, indeed fully educanded, far from being old and rich behind their dream of arivism, if they have only their honor left, and not deterred by bad weather when consumed by amorous passion, struggling to possess themselves of your bush, one son of Zorga, for all daughters of anguish, solus cum sola sive cunctiez cum omnibobs, I'd have been the best man for you, myself, mutely eyeing for that natural knot, debituary vases or vessels preposterous, for what would not have cost you 10 bolivars of collar work, or the price of one ping-pang, just a lilt, let us trilt, of the oldest song in the wood world, to we, to one, accompanied by a plain gold band. Hail, hail, high bosom-heaving miss-mistress mourner of the all-sweet-heartening bride-immure demeanor. Her eyes so gladsome, we'll all take shares in the groom. Sniffer of carrion, premature grave-digger, seeker of the nest of evil in the bosom of a good word, you who sleep at our vigil and fast for our feast, you, with your dislocated reason, have cutely foretold a joffet in your own absence by blind poring upon your many scalds and burns and blisters, impetiginous sore and pustules, by the auspices of that raven cloud, your shade, and by the auguries of rooks in Parliament, death with every disaster, the dynamitization of colleagues, the reducing of records to ashes, the levelling of all customs by blazes, the return of a lot of sweet-tempered gunpowdered didst into dudst, but it never struck your mudhead's obtundity. Oh, hell, here comes our funeral. Oh, pest, I'll miss the post. That the more carrots you chop, the more turnips you slit, the more Murphys you peel, the more onions you cry over, the more bull beef you butch, the more mutton you crack a hack, The more pot herbs you pound, the fiercer the fire, and the longer your spoon and the harder your gruel with more grease to your elbow, the merrier fumes your new Irish stew. Oh, by the way, yes, another thing occurs to me. You, let me tell you with the utmost politeness, were very ordinarily designed. Your birthwrong was to fall in with plan, as our nationals should, as all nationists must, and do a certain office, what I will not tell you, in a certain holy office, nor will I say where, during certain agonizing office hours, a clerical party all to yourself, from such a year to such an hour, on such and such a date, at so and so much a week, pro anno, Guinnesses, may I remind, were just a gulp for you, failing in which you might have taken the scales off boilers like any boscop of Yorick, and do your little threepenny bit, and thus earn from the nation true thanks, right here in our place of burden, your bourne of travail and ville of tares, where, after a divine's prodigence, you drew the first water gasp in your life from the crib where you once was bit to the crypt you'll be twice as shy of, same as we, long of us, alone with the colt in the corner, where you were as popular as an Armenial with the faithful. And you set fire to my tailcoat when I hold the paraffin smoker under yours. I hope that chimney's clear. But, slackly shirking both your bullet and your billet, you beat it backwards, like Boulanger from Galway, but he combed the grass against his stride, to sing us a song of alibi. The cojon call over the grey-bounding, slow-rolling, amply heaving metamorphosius that oozy rocks parapangle their preposters with. Nomad, Mona by lamplight, Antinos, shemming amid everyone's repressed laughter to conceal your scatchophily by mating, like a thorough-paced prosodite, masculine monosyllables of the same numerical muse, an Irish emigrant the wrong way out, sitting on your crooked sixpenny style, an unfrill-frocked quack friar, you, will you, for the laugh of Shakespeare, just help mine with the epithet, semi-Semitic serendipitist, you, thanks, I think that describes you, Europasianized Afer-Yank. Shall we follow each other's a step longer, drowner of daggers, whiles our liege, till yet a stranger in the front yard of his happiness, is taking, he'll help her, one gob, one gap, one gulp, and gorger of all, his refreshment? There grew up beside you, amid our orisons of the speediest in Novena Lodge, Novara Avenue, in Patripodium and Bummer, oaf, out of work, one remove from an unwashed savage, on his keeping and in yours. I pose you know why Possum hides, is cause he hain't the no-gum preemption. That other, Immaculatus, from head to foot, sir, that pure one, all trues of other times, he who was well known in Celestine circles before he sped aloft, our handsome young spiritual physician that was to be, seducing every sense to self-willing celibacy, the most winning counterfeit on our income share lottery, a chum of the angelus, a youth those reporters so pettily wanted as game fellow that they asked his mother for ittle erps proper to let him come to tinder tartan peas and bing his scoot along and tend they were all real brothers in the big just right home where Dodd lives, just to teddify the life out of him and pat and pass him one with other like musk from hand to hand. That mother-smothered model, that good looker with not a flaw, whose spiritual toilets were the talk of half the town, for sunset wear and nightfall and use, and day-broken donning and noonchen showing, and the very thing for tease-time. But him you laid low with one hand one fine May morning, in the middle of your might, your bosom foe, because he must your speller on you, or because he cut a pretty figure in the focus of your frontispex. Not one did you slay, no, but a continent, to find out how his innards worked. Ever read of that great grand landfather of our vision builders, Babu, the bourgeois meister, who thought to touch both himmels at the punt of his risen stiff staff, and how wishy-washy sank the waters of his thought? Ever thought of that hereticalist Markon and the two sissy maidies, and how bulkily he shat the Ruxian's gunneral? Ever hear of that Foxy, that Lupo, and that Munkax, and the virgin heir of the Morrisons, eh, blethering ape? Malingerer in luxury, collector general, what has your lowness done in the mealtime with all the hamilk cars of cooked vegetables, the hatfuls of stewed fruit, the suitcases of coddled ales, the parish funds, me shame or man, that you kitty coaxed so flexibly out of the charitable butteries by yowling heavy with a hollow voice drop of your horrible, awful poverty of mind, so as you couldn't even pledge a crown of thorns to pawn a coat off Trevi's, and as how you was bad no end, so you was, so whelp you sinner Peter and sinner Pool, with the chicken's gape and Pamaldus Yecle, which, by the by, Reynaldo, is the ordinary emetic French for grenadier's drip. To let you have your plank and your bone wash, all the has troubles you lost, to give you your pound of platinum and 1,000 thongs a year, oh, you were excruciated, in honour bound to the cross of your own cruel fiction, to let you have your Sardes spree and holy night sleep, fame would come to you twixt asleep and awake, and leave to lie till Paraskevy and the cock-cock crows for Denmark. Oh, Jonathan, your estomach! The simian has no sentiment secretions, but weep cataracts for all me, pain the shaman. Oft in the smelly night will they wallow for a clutch of the famished hand, I say, them bearded Jezebels you hired to rob you, while on your sodden straw impolitely you encored, airish and nor boggleish, those horn-made ivory dreams you raved of the roof you called your companionate, a beauty from the Bible, of the flush pots of Euston, and the hanging garments of Marylebone. But the dormer moon she smiles Selene, and the light throwers nickered, who's whinging we? Comport yourself, you inconsistency. Where is that little alimony nest egg against our predictable rainy day? Is it not the fact, gainsay me, cake-eater, but while whistle-whirling your crazy elegies around Temple Tomb Mount Joint Stone, let him pass, please good Jerusalem, in a bundle of straw, he was balbatized after haymaking. You squandered among underlings the overload of your extravagance, and made a Hottentot of Dulpiners cross sick with your crumbs. Am I not right? Yes, yes, yes. Holy wax and holifer, don't tell me, Leon of the Fold, that you are not a loan shark. Look up, old sooty. Be advised by Mux and take your medicine. The good doctor mulled it. Mix it twice before repastures and powder 3 times a day. It does marvels for your gripings and it's fine for the solitary worm. Let me finish. Just a little Judas tonic, my game of all jokes, to make you go green in the gazer. You hear what I'm seeing, Hammett? And remember that golden silence gives consent, Mr. Ankle Gazer. Cease to be civil, learn to say nay. Whisht, come here, her studiosus, till I tell you a wig in your ear. We'll do a whisper drive, for if the Barishnyas got a twitter of it, they'd tell the housetops, and then all Cadbury would go crackers. Look, do you see your dial in the rocking glass? Look well, bend down a stigmy till I... It's secret. Agri, I say, the boozle-ears. I had it from lamppost Shaw, and he had it from the Muller, and Mull took it from a blue-coat schooler, and Gay Socks jot it from Potiphar's wife, and Rantipole tipped the wink from old Mrs. Tinbullet. And as for she was confussed by pro-brother Tacolicus, and the good brother feels he would need to defecate you, and the flimsy Follettes are simply beside each other, and Kelly, Kenny, and Keogh are up and in arms, that a cross may crush me if I refuse to believe in it, that I may rock anchor through the ages if I hope it's not true, that the host may choke me if I be neighbor you without my charity. Shh! Shem, you are. Shh! You are mad. He points the death bone and the quicker still, insomnia, somnia, somniorum, amon. Mercius, of hisself. Domine Vopiscus, My fault, his fault, a kingship through a fault. Pariah, cannibal Cain, I, who oathly forswore the womb that bore you and the paps I sometimes sucked, you who ever since have been one black mass of jigs and jim-jams, haunted by a convulsionary sense of not having been or being all that I might have been or you meant to becoming, bewailing like a man that innocence which I could not defend, like a woman, lo, you there, Kathmon Carberry, and thank movies from the innermost depths of my still atrite heart, wherein the days of you youth are ever mixed with mine, now ere the compline hour of being alone at hands itself, and a puff or so before we yield our spiritus to the wind, for though that royal one has not yet drunk a goutlet from his consummation, and the flower-pot on the pole, the spaniel pack and their quarry, retainers and the public-house proprietor, have not budged a millimetre. And all that has been done has yet to be done, and done again, when day is woe, and lo, you're doomed, joy day dawns, and la, you dominate. It is to you, first-born and first-fruit of woe, to me, branded sheep, pick of the waste-paper bascal, by the tremors of thundery and Olerin's dog-star, you alone, wind-blasted tree of the knowledge of beautiful and evil, I, clothed upon with the meteor and shimmering like the horizons, Astrogolodynamonologus, the child of Nilfit's father, Blzeb, to me unseen blusher in an obscene coal-hole, the cubilibum of your secret sigh, dweller in the down and outermost, where voice only of the dead may come, because ye left from me, because ye laughed on me, because, O me lonely son, ye are forgetting me, that our turf-brown mummy is a-coming, Alpilla Beltilla, Siltilla Deltilla, running with her tidings, all the news of the great big world, Sonny's had a scrap, woe, 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 Bad's baby walks at 7 months, way, 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 bride leaves her raid at punches time, stud stoned before a racecourse full, two bells that make the one appeal, dry yanks will visit old sod, and four-tiered skirts are up, madame, while Parry McNee wears popular short legs, and 12 hows to mix a tipsy wake, did ye hear, Colt Cooney? Did ye ever, Philly Fortescue, with a beck, with a spring, all her real ringlet shaking, rocks drops in her tatchy, tram tokens in her hair, all waved to a point, and then all inundation, little old-fashioned mummy, little wonderful mummy, ducking under bridges, bell-hopping the weirs, dodging by a bit of bog, rapid shooting round the bends, by Tallock's green hills, and the pools of the Fouca, and a place, they call it Blessington, and slipping sly by Sally Noggin, as happy as the day is wet, babbling, bubbling, chattering to herself, deluthering the fields on their elbows, leaning with the sluthering slide of her, giddy-gaddy grannima gossipacious Anna Livia. He lifts the life wand, and the dumb speak. Quack, 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 quack. Oh, tell me all about Anna Livia. I want to hear all about Anna Livia. Well, you know Anna Livia. Yes, of course, we all know Anna Livia. Tell me all, tell me now. You'll die when you hear. Well, you know, when the old Cheb went fut and did what you know. Yes, I know. Go on. Wash, quit, and don't be dabbling. Tuck up your sleeves and loosen your talk tips. And don't butt me, hike, when you bend. Or whatever it was they treed to make out he tried to too in the fiendish park. He's an awful old rip. Look at the shirt of him. Look at the dirt of it. He has all my water black on me. And it's steeping and stooping since this time last week. How many goes is it, I wonder, I washed it? I know by heart the places he likes to sail, the dirty devil, scorching my hand and starving my famine to make his private linen public. Wallop it well with your battle and clean it. My wrists are rusty, rubbing the mould or stains, and the neepers of wet and the gangers of sin in it. What was it he did a tale at all on Animal Sunday? And how long was he under lock and nay? It was put in the news as what he did, Nices and Priors, the King fierce as Humphrey, with illicit distilling, exploits and all. But Toms will tell. I know he well. Temp untamed will hist for no man. As you spring, so shall you neap. Oh, the rot, ye old rat. Mincing marriage and making loof. Reeve Gooch was right and Reeve Drohan was sinistrous. And the cut of him, and the strut of him, how he used to hold his head as high as a hoath, the famous El Duke alien, with a hump of grandeur on him like a walking weasel rat. And his Derry's own drawl and his Cork's own blather and his doubling stutter and his Galloway swank. Ask Lictor Hackett or Lector Reed of Garda Growley or the boy with the billy club.
How Elster is he called at all?
Capel? You just caput early, Fowler.
Or where was he born? Or how was he found? Urgoth land? To this town on the Cattacat? New Hunshire?
Concord on the Merrimake? Who block smit her saft anvil, or yell leapt to her pale? Was her bands never loosened in Adam and Eve's, or were him and her but captain spliced? For mine aether dock I thee drake, and by my wild gaze I thee gander. Flowy and mount on the brink of time makes wishes and fears for a happy isthmus. She can show all her lines with love licensed to play, and if they don't remarry, that hook and I may. Oh, Passmore that, and Oxus another. Don Dum Dum Dum, and his wee folio.
Was his help insured in the Stork and Pelican against bunglers, flu, and third risk parties?
I heard he dug good tin with his doll, Delvin first and Dublin after, when he raped her home, Sabrina saw, in a parakeet's cage by dredgerous lands and devious deaths, playing catched and mithed with the gleam of her shadow. If a flick had been there to pop up and pepper him, past old Min's Manse and Maisons Arfou, and the rest of incurables and the last of immurables, the quaggy wag for stumbling. Who sold you that jack-o'-lantern's tail? Pemmican's pasty pie, not a grass hoop to ring her, not an ant's grain of ore. In a gabbard he barked at the boat of life from the harbourless Ivernican Ocean, till he spied the loom of his landfall, and he loosed two croakers from under his tilt, the grand Phoenician rover. By the smell of her kelp they made the pigeon house. Like fun they did. But where was himself, the time and year? That merchant man, he swivied their scotties right over the wash, his cameleer's burnous breezing up on him, till with his runagate bompress he rode and borst her bar. Pilco meo. Such caught a one. And the whale's away with the grayling. Tune your pipes and fall a-humming, you born Egypt, and you're nothing short of one. Well, tell me soon and curb your Eskimo. When they saw him shoot swift up her Sheba sheath, like any gay Lord Salomon, her bulls they were roaring, surfed with spree. Boyarka bua, boyana bue. He earned his little bun bath hard, our staley bread, the trader, he did. Look at here, in this wet of his prow. Don't you know, he was called to Bairn of the Brine, Wasserborn, the water baby? Ave Maria, so he was. H.C.E. has a codfisky. Sure, she's nearly as badder as him herself.
Who, Anne Olivia?
Aye, Anne Olivia. Do you know, she was calling back Vandit salves from all around. Number new, chamber two, to go in till him, her erring chief, and tickle the pontiff aisy oisy. She was gutter pot. Is'll that the limit? As El Negro winced when he wanced in La Plata. Oh, tell me all I want to hear, how loft she was lift a laddery dextro, a corny wink after the bunting fell, letting on she didn't care, seen a phase on the absentee, him man in possession, the proxenet.
Proxenet? And what is that?
Emmy for your Russische Hondu jargon, tell us in Franca langua, and call a spate a spate. Did they never sherry you Ebro at school, you anti-abecedarian? It's just the same as if I was to go, par exemplum now, in conservancy's cause out of telekinesis, and proxenet you.
For coxet's sake, and is that what she is?
But little I thought she'd act that low. Didn't you spot her in her windog, wobbling up on an osiery chair, with a mersic before her, all cunniform letters, pretending to ribble a reedy dirge on a fiddle she bogans without a band on? Sure she can't fit in a dee with bow or a band on. Sure she can't. Tist a sucker. Well, I never now heard the like of that. Tell me more. Tell me most. Well, old Humber was as glummin as Grampus, with the tears at his thaw and the booboes for ages, and neither bowman nor shot abroad, and bales all brant on the crests of Rockies, and ne'er a lamp in kitchen or church, and giants' halls in Grafton's causeway, and death-cap mushrooms round Fungless grave, and the great tribune's barrow, old Darnell's accumul, sitting Sambra on his set, drammin' and drummin', asking queasy quizzers of his rueful countenance, his child linen scarf to encourage his obsequies where he checked their depth in that Mormon's Thames, bequesting and handsettle, hop, step in a deep end, with his berths in their toiling moil, his swallower open from swarf to fore, and the snipes of the gutter pecking his crocks, hunger striking all alone and holding doomsday over himself, breeing his weird with his dander up and his fringe combed over his eggs, and droming on loft till the sight of the starns, after swarthy cows and weedy brooks, and the tits of body and the lights of pest, and to peer was parish worth that mess. You'd think all was dodo belonging to him, how he darmed a drance in Durance Vale. He had been belching for 7 years, and there she was, Anne Olivia, she dared catch a winkle of sleep, purling around like a chit of a child, wend a wander, a finger thick, in a lapsummer skirt and damazon cheeks, for to ishim bonjour to her dear dubber Dan, with Euphrates and salt from his Magyars. And an odd time she'd cook him up blooms of fisk, and lay to his heart's foot her meadery eggs, yais, and stainish beacons on toast, and a cup and have so wishy-washy of Greenland's tea, or a zoop can of kafue mokau and sable, or shijiang sukri, or his ale of ferns in true art pewter, and a shinko bread ham jambo bana, for to plaze that man hog stay his stomacher, till her pyrognees shrunk to nutmeg graters, while her toggle joints shook with goit, and as rash as she'd russ with her peakload of vivers up on her sieve, met a wear o' rage it swales and raises, my hardy heck he'd cast them from him, with a stour of scorn, as much as to say, you sow and you soge, and if he didn't peg the plateau on her taw, believe you me, she was safe enough. And then she'd ask to vistula him, the heart bowed down, or the rakes of mallow, or Kelly Michele's Le Calumnia e un Vermicelli, or a belfy bit of old Joe Robinson. Such o' fuffing a fifing t'would cut you in two. She'd bait the hen that crowed on the Turris of Babel. What harm if she knew how to cockle her mouth, and not a mag out of him, no more than out of the mangle weight? Is that a fate? That's a fact. Then, riding the Ricca and Roya Romanche, Anona, Gabroran aristocrat, Nivia, doctor of sense and art, with sparks, piri flickethims funkling her fan, and a frostivying tresses dashed with fireflies, while the prom beauties shrieked neath their bearer skins, in a period gown of changeable jade that would robe the wood of two cardinals' chairs and crush poor Cullen and smother McCabe. Oh, Blazerskate! There's pawpaw patches, and bramming to him down the feed chute, with her fempty fix kinds of fondling endings, the poo the rambling off her nose, Voggy Barney, Wickery Mandy, hello ducky, please don't die. Do you know what she started cheeping after, with a choicey voicey, like Water Glucks, or Madame Delbart, or Romeo-resque? You'll never guess. Tell me, tell me. Phoebe, dearest, tell me, and I loved you better nor you knew. And letting on, hon var daft about the warbly songs from overhaulmen, high hellskirts or ladies' hen smoke a lily hung pegger, and so and so on and so forth in a tone sonora, and both her below like Berry Berry in his sandy cloak, so umvelosi as deaf as a yawn the stud. Go away. Poor Dichor, dearie, ye're only teasing. Anna Liv, as chalk is my judge. And didn't she up in sorgs and go and trot doon and stand in her dooru, puffing her old O'Jean, and every shervant silly girl o' wensome farmerette walking the Pyland roads
soy fun dally dairy o merry malucre awny o graw. Usen't she make her simple sign to slip inside by the sully port? You don't say the silly post? Betwixt, but I do. Calling them in one by one to block Berham here the shoe ben a caddy, and legging a jig or so on the seal to show them how to shake their benders, and the dainty how to bring to mind the gladdest garments out of sight, and all the way of a maid with a man, and making a sort of a cackling noise like two and a penny or half a crown, and holding up a silver shiner. Lordy, lordy, did she so? Well, of all the ones ever I heard. Throwing all the nice little whores in the world at him, to any captured wench you wish of no matter what sex of pliceful ways, two at a tammer, a Lizzie a lassie, to hug and have haven in Humpy's apron. And what was the wiry rima she made? Oh, death, oh, death. Tell me the trend of it while I'm lathering hail out of Dennis Florence McCarthy's combis. Rise it, flutchy, pian piena. I'm dying down off my iodine feet until I learn Anne Olivia's Cushing glue that was writ by one and read by two and proved by a pool in the parco. I can see that. I see you are. How does it tumble? Listen now. Are you listening? Yes, yes. Indeed I am. Turn your oar out. A sun in. By earth and the cloudy, but I badly want a brand new bankside, be damp and I do, and a plumper at that. For the purty affair I have is wore out, so it is, sitting, yaping, and waiting for my old Dane Hodder Dodder, my life and death companion, my frugal key of our larder, my much-altered camel's hump, my joint spoiler, my maimoon's honey, my fool to the last December, to wake himself out of his winter's doze and bore me down like he used to. Is there e'er well a lord of the manor or a knight of the shire at strike, I wonder, that had dipped me a dace or two in cash for washing and darning his worshipful socks for him, now we're run out of horse brows and milk? Only for my short British bed, maids as snug as it smells, it's out I'd left and off with me to the slobs de la Tulca, or the plage o' Clontarf, to feel the gay air of my salt troubling bay, and the race that the say went up me embouchure. On, tell me more. Tell me every tiny teen. I want to know every single ingle, down to what made the potters fly into Yagd's Hall. And why were the vessels wet? That home of fever's winning me warm. If a Mahon of the horse but hard me, we be Bunduki boy meet Askari gal. Well, now comes the hazel hatchery part. After Clondalkin and the King's Inns, we'll soon be there with the freshet. How many alevins had she in Tool? I can't rightly read you that. Close only knows. Some say she had three figures to fill, and confined herself to 111, one by one by one, making me and a coming of moyas. All at Lammet, all that packed. We won't have room in the kirkyard. She can't remember half of the cradle name she smacked on them by the grace of her boxing bishop's infallible slipper, the cane for Cund, and apples for Eolf, and either neither for Yaakov Ye. 100 and how? They did well to rechristen her, Pluhurabel. Oh, Lorelei, what a loddin' loads. Hey-ho, but it's quite on the cards she'll shed more and merrier. Twills and trills, spare fours and spoil fives, nord seeks and suds evers and eyes and nines to a litter. Grandfathering Nap and Mess of Misery, and the knave of all knaves, and the joker. Hee-haw. She must have been a gadabout in her day, so she must, more than most. Sure she was, gid-gad. She had a few men of her own. Then a toss ne'er scared that lass. So, amo, that's Agapo. Tell me, how came she camlin' through all her fellows, the neck as she was, the divilene? Casting her perils before our swains, from Fontaine Monte to Tidingtown, and from Tidingtown till Habit, linking one and knocking the next, tapping a flank and tipping a jutty, and pawling in and petering out, and cliding by on her east way. Why, who was the first forever burst? Someone he was, whoever they were, in a tactic attack or in single combat. Tinker, Tyler, Soldier, Sailor, Pieman, Peace, or Polistaman. That's the thing I'm always on the edge to ask. Push up and push farther and come to uphill headquarters. Was it Waterloo's year after Grattan or Flood, or when maids were in Ark, or when three stood hosting? Fideris will find where the doubt arises, like Neeman from Nergens found the Nihil. What are you sighing for? I'll bar no answer. Untie the gemman's fisty knots, quick and nuancy. She can't put her hand on him for the moment. Says Thalon Lang Lo, walking weary, such a loon way bashwards to row. She said herself she hardly knows who in the annals her graveler was, a dynast of Leinster, a wolf of the sea, or what he did, or how blithe she played, or how, when, why, where, and who often he jumped at her, and how it was gave her away. She was just a young, thin, pale, soft, shy, slim slip of a thing then, sauntering by Silver Moon Lake, and he was a heavy, trudging, lurching, lie-abroad of a curragh man, making his hay for whose sun to shine on, as tough as the oak trees, peace be with them, used to rustle that time down by the dykes of Killing Kildare, for Forst fell Foss with a plash across her. She thought she sank neath the ground with nymph and shame when he gave her the tigress eye. Oh, happy Forst, me wish it was he. You're wrong there, horribly wrong. Tisn't only tonight you're anachronistic. It was ages behind that, when Nullars were nowhere, in County Wicklow, Garden of Erin, before she ever dreamt she'd lave Kilbride and go foaming on the Horsepath Bridge, with the great south or western wind storming her traces, and the Midlands grain waster a search for her track, to wend her ways by and by, Rebecca or worse, to spin and to grind, to swab and to thrash, for all her golden lifey in the barley fields and penny lots of Humphrey's Ford of Hurdlestown, and lie with a landleaper, Wellington Orser. Alas, the Lagos of girly days, for the dove of the dunas, was it? Is it? Are you certain sure? Not where the fin fits into the morn, not where the nor takes leave of bloom, not where the braid of art's the fairer, not where the moy changes her minds twixt Cullen and Con, tween Con and Colin. Or when Neptune's sculled, and Tritonville rowed, and Leandro's three bumped heroines too? Nay, a narev, nen, nonny, nos. Then whereabouts in Ow and of Oka? Was it east with Whist, or Lucan Yokan, or where the hand of man has never set foot? Tell me where the fairy first time. I will, if you listen. You know the Dinkle Dale of Lugalaw. Well, there once dwelt a local heremite. Michael Arklow was his riverine name. With many a sigh I aspersed his lava bibs. And one Venus Durg in June or July, all so sweet and so cool and so limber she looked, Nance the Nixie, Nanon Lescaut, in the silence of the sycamores, all listening, the kindling curves you simply can't stop feeling, he plunged both of his newly anointed hands, the core of his cushlas, in her Singe Marie saffron strumens of hair, parting them and soothing her and mingling it that was deep, dark, and ample, like this red bog at sundown. By that veil vow closes lucid lack, the rainbow's heaven arches arranged or ranged her. Afroth dizzying garbs, her enameled eyes indergoading him on to the vierge violation. Wish a wish, why a why, Mavro, Letty Lurk's laughing light throw those laurels now on her daft-dafty song Petrock. Mass, but the magic wavus has elfin and anmeshes, and Simba the slayer of his ogre is slewed. He could not help himself, thirst saw that hot on him. He had to forget the monk and the man, so, rubbing her up and smoothing her down, he bathed his lips in smiling mood, kiss a kiss after kiss a kush, as he warned her never to, never, on Anana Pogues of the freckled forehead. Why you'd pass Secheressa, she healed her sooth. But she rose 2 feet higher in her ain estimation, and steps on stilts ever since. That was Kiswa healing with Bantur for balm. Oh, wasn't he the bold priest? And wasn't she the naughty Livy? Naughty Knama's now her navn.
End of side 6. To continue, change side selector switch and turn the cassette over.